start from Mudalif. So this will be our last Hanukkah Shir this year. We put on just one or two lines in the Gemara. Chof Aleph on the base. Which I think will help us this concept. In Halacha Lemaisa will give us a deeper understanding. So I want to read roughly 59 on the top. It says mitzvasa. You have a line? Roughly 59 on the top of our from base, beginning of the line. Just above the two dots. Three lines above it. It says mitzvasa mishatishka hama atcha tichle rega minashuk. We have it? Okay. So this is a braisa that says the mitzvah is mishatishka hama atcha tichle rega minashuk. By the way, today's shiur will be about the topic about people who light late. Okay? That's what we're going to discuss. Lighting late. So says the braisa, the mitzvah of Hanukkah is Misha Tishka Achamo, from when the sun sets, Ad Shetichle Regel Menashuk, till there'll be normally walking around in the marketplace. My love, what is this Bryce teaching me? The Kavsa Hodar Matikla? The Gemara has a Havamino, which we're not going to go into right now. That means that your candle went out, you have to relight it. That's not true, because really, once you light your candle and it goes out, you do not have to relight it. Rather, the e loy adlik madlik. Guys are teaching me, if you haven't yet lit your lights, you can still do it. So what's the limit? Mishatishko achamo achatich lerega menashuk. In that period of time, the loy adlik madlik. If you haven't yet lit, you can still light. The inami, alternatively, says the Gemara, leshiura. What leshiura means, says Rashi, it means you have to, amount of oil you have to put in your light. Has to be an oil, the amount of oil that be there, has to be the amount of oil that could burn, mishatishka achamo, achatichle reka menashuk. So you have two answers. What's the price of teaching me? Either teaching me diloy adlik madlik, when's my deadline to do the mitzvah? It's from mishatishka achamo achatichle reka menashuk, or binami the shiura, it's talking about the amount of oil I will use. I need to put in an oil that could burn for that amount of time. The Rif says shiura is a third explanation. It means after this time, I can now blow the candles out, or I could use the light for myself. I could use the light once the sheer time has passed. Okay, so what happens if indeed the time had passed? Okay, so I've been told diloy ad madlik. What happens if I wasn't able to light and I passed that time? No longer is it. I'm already after the calls of regel mashuk. What happens now? What do I do? Well, says Tosfos, diloy adlik madlik afamikan veilach ovar hazman. Nothing you can do. The time has passed. The Rashi says diloy adlik madlik till kol sereg min hashuk. Once that time has passed, there's nothing to be done. That's shitas. That's pshat in the Gemara. We're not speaking yet halacha lemaisa. We're focusing on that line of the Gemara. What does that Gemara hold? Diloy adlik madlik means that's the deadline. And the Rambam says the same thing. We're going to see the Rambam says, once the time has passed, you don't light anymore. That's it. It's like, you know, maybe you didn't eat matzahs this year. You can't eat today matzahs. You have donuts, you can't have matzahs, because it's too late. Time is, the mitzvah is gone. You didn't sit in the sukkah, you can't sit in the sukkah today. It's too late. If you didn't light the candles till then, it's too late. But the Rashba says, well, we have a Mishnah in Megillah, Chof and Beis, that says that mitzvahs are done at night, you can do them the whole night. Therefore, why is Chanukah different? It says in the Mishnah you can do the mitzvah the whole night. What does the Gemara mean? It means lechatchila. The correct way to do the mitzvah, b'shleimus, you have to do it from mitzvishka, chamo, asher tichel regel menashuk. But even beyond that, you can still light. It's leiket tikuno. It's not. It's level B, it's second grade. You can still light. The mitzvah is still there the whole night long, says the Rashba.
Who is the
first opinion? So Tosfos says mikam ve'erach ovrazman. The Rambam says the same thing. Don't light anymore. But the Rashba, he learns that just the lechatchila, the correct way is till this time. But even beyond that, you could still be the evid, you could still light. That's the Rashba. Okay. We just focus on that line of the Gemara. But now let's see the bigger picture. So we carry on in Tosfos. Oimer Hari Poiras. You should be careful to light straight away, because otherwise you'll be too late. But if you did light, you did get delayed, what should you do? Yadlik misofik. You should still light misofek.
Without a bracha?
Without a bracha. It's a sofek. Why? But we just said that you add like matik v'ovrazman because domeshani shinui achrina. We have another teretz. The Gemara gives a second teretz of shiura. So according to the second teretz of shiura, I'm not limited to time. The price is telling me how much oil to have in quantity. It's not telling me the time. So therefore, b'dievet, I would light, relying on the second teretz of the Gemara, but of course it's only misafik without a bracha. That's the v'pairas. We carry on Tosfos. V'lerinire, but the Rishon says, no. Da'ato ein lochush masayadlik. Nowadays, don't have to be concerned when you're going to light. The einon, the anu, einon ekeira el bnei habayis. All we're trying to impact, to show the fasting, is for our families. Sheimadliki mifnim. Since we light inside, so we don't. Doesn't matter. So it's for our families, so we're not restricted to the shuk.
It was before Tosfos. It wasn't like that.
It was like that. So what's your question? Well, Gemara's time, lighting outside. Gemara says you're supposed to light outside. Just when it came to Shas Sakona, they would light inside. So therefore says Ri, nowadays we light inside. So the Ri says, the Gemara is true. I agree with what Gemara says. The Gemara indeed holds you can't light. But we are not restricted to the Gemara. Because the Gemara is talking about when you light outside. So it's outside. So the outside, when the shuk is quiet, you can't light anymore. But we are in a different, we're in a different plane. We light inside to our family. So what do we care about the shuk? Now, what does the Ri Poiras say to the Ri? The Ri Poiras also lived in the Ri's time. He also knew light inside. Why didn't he say, well, the Ri says that we're lighting inside anyway, why should I care about the shuk? They don't even see what we do because we're lighting inside the house. Like the shuk can't see whenever I light. So didn't the Ri Poiras even think what the Ri said? The Ri Poiras says, you know, you can have to light without the bracha and misafik only because of the second teretz of the Gemara. Couldn't he think what the Ri said? What the heck is the street? They don't even see what we do. We light inside our house. They don't even see it. What's the Ri Poiras say? What? No. We see from all the Rishonim, the Yosef and Makal, they're all lighting inside.
During the Ri's time, there were people were in the Shukat after a certain time.
What, in the Ri Poiras time?
Yeah.
But it doesn't matter. We're lighting inside, right from the Abayis. They don't even see it. So couldn't he think of this idea? It is, what's a shaykh to the streets?
These kids will just be grilling it.
Huh? I voice say we see from here. Armodchai, what do you say? So voice say we see from here a dover choshul moed that the reparus holds that you're wrong. Just because we light inside doesn't mean that we don't have to follow what the Gemara says. The boundaries, the guidelines, the criteria laid down in the Gemara are relevant to us as well, even though we light inside. They're very fundamental machlekas. The Ri is saying, no, we light in, our audience is different. The Gemara's audience is outside. So, when they're not there, you can't light anymore. Our audience is inside, we have different times. But the Ri Paras is saying, I agree, we light inside. But we still are limited to exactly the same boundaries and framework and time that we have outside. And since outside is called Sarega Mashuk, even inside is called Sarega, you can't light anymore. A very fundamental machlekas. Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam says, once the time has passed, you don't light full stop. Didn't the Rambam know? That's what the Rambam says. That's it. Don't light bichlal.
When the Rambam says, "Al shulchan
of the day," he brings the brisa, brings shasakor, brings all the variables. He says, once the time has passed, you don't light. Rambam perel dalat halochei. Over zman ze einoi madlik. Full stop. It's not mechalek shasakor, no shasakor. That's it. Don't light bichlal. So first of all, we see the Rambam also doesn't agree with the Ri, doesn't think that when you light inside you have different time frame. But let's understand, what about the Ri Peiras? Ri Peiras said it's a Sofik in the Gemara, so at least we machmir light without the bracha. Ri Peiras says, look, it's machlekes. The first Teretz Gemara says Tzeroi Adlik Madlik, you can only light till calls the regular Manashuk. But the second Teretz Gemara didn't give us a time restriction. So you should still light in Sofik. That's a pre-process. What does the Rambam say to that? The Rambam says you don't light at all. Why? But you have a second Teretz of the Gemara.
You know, it may not be. The second Teretz may not be a machlok. In addition,
Gvaldik Ramotch. Shkoyach. So, the Bach, in Tofresh Ein Pei, says the Bach, the Rambam learns that these two Teretzim of the Gemara are not they're not arguing with each other. They're supplementing each other. It's not a machlekas. Not excluding each other. So learns the Rambam. Therefore, the Braisa has two messages the Braisa is teaching us. Misha Tishka Achamo, Asher Kos Regem Nashuk. It's true for Eloi Adlik Madlik. It's also true for Shiura of how much oil you put in. They're not exclusive. And therefore, wonderful, therefore learns the Rambam that once the time has passed, Lekula Alma, the mitzvah is over. So there's no point in lighting. That's how the Rambam learns. The Ri Peiras is learning it's a machlekes. So misofik, even though the time has passed, it's still light. Now it's a bracha. That's how the Ri Peiras learns. But according to Rambam, it's a done deal. Okay. So it comes out. Bezman hazeh. if we're late, call Saregam Nashuk. Once that time has passed, half an hour has passed. So, what do we do? According to Rambam, nothing to be done. When we Poyras, you light without a bracha. According to the Re, depends where you're lighting. If you're lighting outside, you can't light, or you can't make a bracha. That inside, for your family, okay. When the Rashba, you light the whole night. So let's say you're lighting outside. Okay, let's go step by step. People who hold Rav Yoshev holds an Ikar Adin, you'd have to light outside. So here in Eretz Yisrael, there's no sakana. You have to light outside. So what happens if half an hour has passed? Who do you have to rely on? You don't have to read to rely on because you're lighting outside. You don't have to read prayers to rely on because you can't make a bracha. The Rambam says you don't light bichlal, just the Rashba. You can't make a bracha just because of Rashba.
Does the Rashba say
that? He says you have the whole night. Just lechatchila you light till time. The mitzvah to call a laila. So the zman is there. In Eretz Yisrael, some place can hold it's an ikar din to light outside. An ikar din. So if you half an hour after shkia, it's not very late. So what do we? Who are you relying on to light with a bracha? The Rambam, you don't light at all. Re Poyras, you light without a bracha. Re doesn't allow you to light with a bracha because you light it from people in the streets. All you have is a Rashba. You can't make a bracha because of a Rashba. Abai say, we have a Ritva. And the Ritva of Rehin Daf Chof Aleph has a very, very important chiddush. It says the Ritva, Kol Sareka Ben Ashuk, which is half an hour, is not a fixed time. It's all relative. And it goes after the shops. And every place has its own time. It says the Ritva, when the shop setting Basamim are still open, it's still not called Kol Sareka Ben Ashuk. Don't know why, that's what he says. Moichre Absamim. Don't know why he means that at the Moshul.
Apparently open the
latest. They're open the latest, right. It wasn't Yesh, it wasn't the big stores. It was the Moichre Absamim. So here's a very big sniff. Because of course nowadays we know that the streets are very much alive half an hour after. In fact, even so, it's ironic, but during the Zman Hadlaka, there are less people in the streets. So everyone's at home lighting. So afterwards, parties and everything else, there's people around.
Come out that if you want to rely on it, the fully you should also be master for it. If you want to use it to make a bracha, then you should also put in enough oil to
oil
the BM.
So could, that's a very important point. It could be Chazal gave a minimum, not a maximum. Minimum. You need to have half an hour of oil. Don't need to have.
The whole point is saying we're saying thermodynamic, modern day thermodynamic.
It doesn't just fewer people. It doesn't mean there are no people at the time. There are some people. In
whatever your getter is, if you're saying that until the thermodynamic leaves, okay, and that turns into when the later generation of the sun. It doesn't give two separate shiur. It doesn't say there's a shiur of a half hour and a shiur of Ramadan. So it's one shiur. So you should pick, if you want to be not there, so you should, if you want to make a so go the other way.
It's a very logical point what you're saying. I think I saw in this forum, I think I saw it mentioned. Yeah, it was across me as well. They said that, okay, I don't have a good answer for you. I definitely hear where you're coming from. But no one says such a thing. Now, what does the Rambam hold? The Rambam writes, Chetzi Shah o Yeser. What does that mean? Half an hour or more? So, it's brought down the name of the Brisker Rav, that the Yeser means the Ritva. Chetzi Shah o Yeser depends on the environment. But with respect to what you said, everyone learns, even going to read for, what happens if the cultural regular shuk is less than half an hour? Huh? When do you only have quarter of an hour? Everyone goes, you still have the half an hour. It's like what Zman HaGemara, but it's expandable. It's not less than Zman HaGemara. Same with the oil. It needs to be improved.
The same way that if you live in the middle of Siberia or something, there's nobody.
Yeah.
So, sorry, you have to say something. Even if you're only.
So, like Takonas Chazal, it's like a basic. Okay.
But there's not necessarily a function of this, it could be a function of the fact that if it's less than 1.5 hours, it's not even. If you lit a candle for 10 seconds, it's hard to call that person Minisa. It's hard to call that Ablakas Neiros.
A queen first tells about the one, but it could be that's enough, by the way. If you don't need Shura, then 10 seconds would be enough. Okay. So we have this response to a lion, we light the outside. Even if we light inside, but we also are aiming for Shusha Rabin. We spoke in our first show. Why do we? Most of us don't like Hasidim. Hasidim like mamash in the house, so they like the reed. They only like it for the family. You can't even see it from the street. But I imagine most people, us, we light in the window. We light in midin Baralia. What's it called? Midin Darbalia. We don't light the door because we don't know. We have a shus. We have a chotzer, we don't have a chotzer, so we light in the window. But our audience is also just a rabbi. If so, we should know that we're playing with fire if we don't light on time. According to Rambam, you missed. And this is going to write in this ritual. So, according to Rambam, you missed. And according to the Re, no bracha. So, anyway, I went out of water. But about this Rambam, but yes, sir. So the Briskarov once brought down his name. Yonzi Yasser means like Ritvo. It's half an hour, or depends on where you are. Be more. But the Mishnah Berurah, there's a Bi'ur Halacha where he quotes this Rambam and he says, "Oh Yasser Ma'at." What the Rambam means is it's not exactly half an hour; it's half an hour plus. Anyway, the bottom line is of all this that even that there is a big base to be very cautious to light on time. It's not a chumrah stam, because especially the didon that we do light the windows, we light the streets, and except for the Yitvor, no one else says that it's expandable. Because Kosher Egan Shukis is expandable. All the trains say half an hour. So there's definitely a mokayim to be cautious and be zoriz to light within the first half an hour, because you are lighting afterwards. You have to rely on this ritvo, which is something to rely on. But when's after that? Kitzah, you definitely gain the Rambam. Kitzah, yes. There's lots to be mahadir to try and light on time. It's important. But you know, even okay, but whatever you missed, still have, especially you have the ritvo to rely on. You could still light with the bracha, but definitely mashash lachmir. Okay, what happens in a place where there's no one there at all? Once you come back late from Rome, and everyone's asleep, what happens then? What happens now? So okay, Reed says you're lighting for your family. So the mission, the Morgan of Rome says you can only wake them up to make Rishu Minister. You wake your family up, and if not, you can't make a bracha. Because you have to die for someone. But the Sharatim brings the Chemed Moshe, who argues as B'dieved you could light even though there's no one there. The same way if you're just Goyim to light even though there's no one seeing it, because the Goy doesn't count, so too, even though no one sees it, you can still light. Okay, so have a Freilich Lichtige Hanukkah, thank you very much. And Rizoicha to all the good things of Hanukkah. Thank you.